Get ready.
Yeah. Y'all ready for some live shit? Welcome. Welcome to the D, baby. It's all live down here. What you see is all real.
What up, though?
What up, though?
Welcome back, episode 360 of the What Up Though podcast.
Yes, sir.
Man, it's been one of those days, boy. I feel like I want to say it's a full Murphy's Law. Whatever could go wrong will go wrong. It's not one of those full days, but I just hate when shit doesn't go right. It's just simple. Like turning on a fucking patio heater should just be really easy. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with that damn thing.
Man, that nigga Murphy be lawing up my days all the time.
Dog,
just I be having mad simplest. Murphy's Law days.
Man, from that to navigating spousal arguments, or trying not to, you know, like today I had two good times where I was well in my right to defend myself.
Why does this sound like the precursor to violence?
And it wasn't. I mean, it could have been.
He said I was well
violence.
In my like. First of all, I was well in my right to defend myself. Like, whoa, yeah. Whoa, what?
Like the two situations they popped. First of all, was definitely ones I could have had a retort, and I feel like it would have just went to a much bigger argument. So I backed off and said, you know what? Let me just leave the scene. This all sounds violent, but it really isn't. Leave the scene. Yeah. I was like, fuck, dude. Oh my God.
Man. This nigga said, first of all, I had the right to defend myself. Like, wait, yo, no, nigga.
Man. I really did. I won't even go drink. I might pour. This food, Johnny. I don't know if you was over here one of them days when he left this big ass
bottle. That, oh, the fucking Crown, the fake Crown from Costco. Yeah. I was there when he brought. I was there the day.
Yeah.
He brought
it. I can't remember if you were here that day.
Yeah, I was there the day he brought it, but
yeah, that bitch been sitting here since. I guess I'll pour some of it because it wasn't terrible.
No, it's fine, but it ain't Crown. And I remember thinking, because they say that about a lot of the Costco whiskeys and shit, that it really is just the same shit as the name brand stuff. And so I thought, okay, this might be Crown, just in a, you know, in a different bottle with a different label. And I drank it and I was like, no, it's not Crown. But I mean, it's fine. It's definitely drinkable. But I'm just saying, I could tell the difference is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That wasn't even meant to be an insult, because I don't even consider Crown to be like quote unquote the crown jewel of whiskeys. It wasn't meant to be an insult. I don't consider Crown to be great, so it wasn't my way of saying like this ain't Crown, like this ain't the high end shit. Like I wasn't even trying to say that. I was just saying I could taste.
No, I get it. Yeah, definitely could taste the difference. It's not Crown. I will say it's definitely a step up from Kessler though.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a step up from Kessler, but ooh, man, what a day. What a day.
It tastes to me like a standard kind of like a very basic whiskey, but not a overly harsh kind of like, ew, this is too much kind of whiskey. And not a, ooh, that's a good whiskey. Just like a very standard fucking, like I'd put that in pretty much anything.
Yeah. And I don't know what people, well, I guess I shouldn't say that. I remember drinking a lot of Crown and Cokes in my 20s, probably some of my 30s too.
I still drink Crown and Coke good, now.
And I'm not saying it's like one of them old ass drinks, you know, but I remember having a lot of those during that time. I haven't had a Crown and Coke in a good while. And this probably would make a pretty good quote Crown unquote in Coke. But you know it's something when somebody just leaves a big ass damn near liter and don't even and then don't even mention it and shit anymore. Like, that nigga ain't saying shit about this damn bottle.
$9.99 Bitch, big as fuck.
Bro, the glass that it's made out of costs just as much. Like, they could have put it in a plastic bottle and probably sold it for half that. Like, that's a thick ass bottle. Like, I may, if shit, I don't know when I would even get to the bottom of this, because it's still, it's like 80% of the bottle.
Damn.
Like, I had a thought of using it as an infinity bottle, but shit, I don't know who the fuck's gonna drink all this shit.
Yeah, I'm like,
it has to be a lot of Crown and Cokes around this bitch to get through this bottle. I would have to have like a Crown and Coke party to like,
yeah, man. I could put a healthy dent in that in a night. For real. Like, if I was over there and I didn't have to worry about driving, and I could just chill and drink, and like, say if I slept over there or something like that, or if I got a ride home and I have to worry about it, I could probably put a pretty good dent in that, dog. Like, I'm confident I could not. You said it's an 80%. I could get it down to 50.
Well, you know what? That might be my Friday goal. That might be my Friday goal. I'm going to get some, and I'm like, I'm going to get some good lime and shit. You know what I'm saying? Or mm-hmm. What'd you do? Lime or lemon? Lime?
Lime. I would do lime. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I have a plan.
Yeah, if it's not, I was like, man, shit. Yeah, on a good, yeah, I can get that bitch down. I could probably get it below 50, dog. Like,
I have a good 50%, plan.
50%. I can get it.
I have a good plan. I'm going to do it.
A good mix, like you said, get some lime on there, get a nice Coke or a Pepsi or whatever. Get them bitches mixing perfect. Get a good something good on TV, like there's a good game on or something like that. Something that you into. Or a good show, something like that, man. I'd knock back the equivalent of a fifth in the night.
Yeah.
If I'm really like, I need to not ever do that again. But like, I need to not do that again though. If I did, I'd pay for it the next day, which isn't saying much, but most people would. But it took me a really long time to get to the point of where I'd pay for it the next day. Having that much, but like, yeah, I could get that bitch down. I could knock out about a fifth worth.
Nah, I got a plan, man. I think I'm gonna grab some limes. I'm gonna grab some Mexican Coke, and
some Mexican bitches.
Not that far.
Get this crowd really, get this bottle really down.
Like, where do I find the Mexican women's at?
Home Depot.
Yo, that is racist as fuck, and that is wild as hell. You I was gonna say Southwest, but you know, Home Depot cool.
That's where they be at, dog. They be at the Home Depot, dog, with their overalls on.
I can't even recall seeing Mexican women at Home Depot. I see Mexican dudes at Home Depot.
That's part of the reason why I'm laughing so hard, because in my head I'm thinking, like, have I ever seen a Mexican woman at Home Depot? But it's sound accurate, though. Like, it sounds like a place you would find them, but like, I'm like, I ain't never seen no Mexican woman at Home Depot.
I've seen a lot in Southwest Detroit.
And I've seen the entirety of the men. Like, every Mexican man has been in the Home Depot.
But I ain't never seen their counterparts.
No, I ain't never seen a woman in there, dog. At least not funny. Like the way I see the man. Like, maybe, you know, like any other woman I would see at Home Depot.
Nah, yeah, that's funny. Oh, man. Anything to report this week? Good or bad?
No, not really, dog. Like, I did put, I put an article, not an article, but like a story in the notes that I kind of wanted to talk about, because I don't know, man, I saw that shit, and it actually, this ties into another story that I want to tell that I saw today, but like, I don't know, man, it just kind of speaks to how shitty people are today. But have you seen a story about that librarian that quit his job?
Yeah.
Have you seen like what caused it? Well, I put it in the notes, but like, have you seen what caused it?
Well, I mean, he basically was getting, you know, well, initially I thought he was just basically just getting bullied by online folks and shit. And it was this one chick in particular that said a lot of shit. It was, I see the link that you posted.
I just realized it was a woman. I'm like, I've never actually looked at the gender of the person who did the tweets. But yeah, there was some tweet that was like, people are getting weirder. And then like, there's a bunch of replies to that tweet from the same person posting videos of him just kind of like clowning them and shit.
And oh, so there's John Josh Leacatch person.
Okay, yeah, that sounds.
Oh no, well, he's saying this message is positive, but wait, it's a guy that's replying to a lot of this shit, and I think he caught it.
Well, it might look different now than it did when I put it in the notes too, because it's been a busy week for that man. So,
well, yeah, but that post is from December.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't. Yeah, I remember initially, but then. Maybe a week or so ago, it was this one chick who had said some shit, and everybody stopped clowning her to the point where she locked her page. And then,
Heard about that too. Yeah.
And him being the more outstanding. I think what you just posted is the start of a lot of the backlash that started happening.
Yeah, that was the original tweet. Yeah, that was because I had read an article about it and everything. So like that was the original tweet. But the thing you talk about, I forgot about that, but I did see that. I didn't see what she said, but I saw that.
I don't remember what she said, but she locked her page and I wasn't sure. But that shit, she said something. Well, it was like, what's fucked up is it was multiple people who said weird, dumb shit. But, you know, the one chick that in particular, she was the one that kind of got, you know, her shit kind of got amplified. And him being a nice person, he tweeted that, you know, he accepted her apology and shit, but she was catching it with her big chin ass. I remember I looked at her page and I was just like, yeah, this bitch.
Yeah. And that's, again, you know, people have been saying this for a long time, but that's like one of the problems of social media is that, you know, people getting brave and shit online. And it's like I think also lately there's been a really strong like push for more and more of like people who are just kind of like out there to just shame you or shit, like people who are like, oh, you're wrong, you're stupid, you don't know what you're talking about, correcting people, just all this kind of shit, right? And people just so used to being able to say, not used to being able to say what they want, but like feeling like they can say whatever they want and there's going to be no consequences from it. And like that dude accepting her apology and shit, like, man, good for him, man. But fuck her, dog. Like, man, like learn a lesson to stop shitting on people, dog. Like,
yeah, that and dude, any, like everybody who says something about it's just trash as fuck, dog. Like, and it was multiple people. It wasn't just her or this other dude, multiple people.
Yeah, it's everybody. And like the librarian dude, he is weird, dog. Like, but like, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, he's a good weird. Like, he's weird in a way where it's like, oh, man, what a nice guy. Like, I would love to go to a library. Like, I don't even like people, but I would, if I went to a library and that guy was a librarian, I would go to that library all the time. Like, that guy is totally endearing. He's totally likable. Like, and to see a guy like that who just, like, is excited about books and learning and helping kids to learn and being library kids or library grown-ups or whatever terms he was using, like if you could watch that and be like, yo, fuck this guy, let me shit on him, like, man, you gotta be a fucking cunt, man, like, dog. So I'm like, yeah, it's like, good. Of course he would accept her apology because he's that kind of person, but like on his behalf, fuck her, dog. Like, man, I'm so sick of people who just like live to shit on others like this, dog. Like, man, that's why I like people getting consequences from it. But like that ties it to is a brief story that I wanted to tell. Something I saw today. I was walking through. So are you aware of Plum Market, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know if it's national though. Anyway, we got this little thing. It's like a called Plum Market. I think there's maybe like three of them around Michigan or something. Three or four. It's a small, it's a grocery store.
More of a high end
size. Yeah, it's really high end grocery store. It's not like a, you know, like a Kroger kind of size, but yeah, it's got like fancy shit in it, and
it's kind of like a Trader Joe's.
Yeah, Trader Joe's. Yeah. And Trader Joe's is more well known. So yeah, it is. Yeah, that's a perfect example. It's kind of like Trader Joe's, and there's one that's downtown that's like literally just across the street from the building that I work in. So, and they have like a little hot food area. So oftentimes I'll go there to get lunch because it's kind of like it's like buffet style. So you can get what you want and how much of it you want. And then you pay based on weight. And I like to do that since I'm trying to, eat better and not eat better. Cause I make it sound like I'm eating healthy. Cause whatever, I'm trying to continue to stay in shape, lose weight, whatever.
Eat better is good. I mean, this is something.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to misconstrue how I eat. Like, oh, I'm trying to eat better. Like, I'm trying to eat less shitty, but like, I'm not out here giving myself any servings of vegetables just for fun.
Right,
but
right.
I like to, like, if they got like a meat based dish, pause. I could just like get just that if I just want the protein, stuff like that. I can pick and choose what I want. Anyway, I go there a lot. I was already going somewhere else to get lunch, but I wanted to walk. Somehow I like to walk through there just to see what they got. And I won't get anything because it's really expensive to eat from there. But I'm walking up to the buffet area.
So you
area
said Fun Market. I was just like, damn, he balling out that bitch. But yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't. No, I like I'll eat there sometimes, but like I'm only downtown 3 times a week. I might eat there twice in a week. I might not eat there for 3-4 weeks in a row, but it's expensive, especially with the fucking thing that I do, like the fucking buffet thing. And then I said, I'm getting the meat stuff. The meat's gonna be heavier than the spinach. So, all my meals are always heavy as fuck, so they cost me a whole bunch of money. But I'm going to walk through there, and there's a woman by they have a tray, it's chicken tenders and shit, because why wouldn't they? Of course people are gonna want chicken tenders. And she's trying to get chicken tenders, and security is telling her no, like yelling at her, like, get away from there, get away from there. She's like, she looked like she homeless or something, maybe. She didn't look like terribly bad, but you could tell she was not well off, like she was struggling or whatever. And he's like yelling at her, get away from there, get away from there. And they call security, police come in, all this shit, right? She took a chicken tender out the fucking thing, right? She eating it out of her hand and shit. They take the whole tray out, all this kind of shit, right? All this happens in the seconds that it takes me to walk around the buffet thing and look at what's in the trays. And as I'm walking toward the end of where all the food is, it's at the back of the store. And it's also near the way that the staff go in and out of the kitchen where they cook it at. All the kitchen staff was outside, lined up along that back wall, watching what was happening to this woman who was at the buffet thing. And they was like laughing and clowning her and shit, dog. And I'm like, man, dog, I'm thinking in my head, like, man, if I was like, but again, I'm pretty much out at this point. But like, as I'm walking out, there was like a woman who was also in there getting, and she was actually getting food, and she had just finished paying. And she was talking to one of the people who was by the door, and she was mad at the staff too, dog. She's like, man, this woman just wants something to eat, and they over there making fun of her. She's like, that's fucked up, man. That's some fucked up shit. I'm like, I didn't say nothing, but my boy, I'm like, hell yeah, that was some fucked up shit. And I'm just kind of like, and I'm like, I get it too, because I'm like, man, like, I was a dick when I was young too. So it was like, I trying to like, and the staff was like a bunch of young black guys. They looked like they were probably in their 20s. Like, I get it, man. I was a dick when I was young too, but like, man, like, she wasn't even like funny, like, where it was like she was like making a whole scene or something like that. It was clearly just a woman who was hungry as fuck and wanted some fucking chicken, dog. Like, man, like, y'all niggas could, like, for one, y'all could have just gave her some fucking chicken tenders, nigga. Like, right. Chicken tenders? She wasn't asking for the fuck, like, they be having expensive shit in there, dog. Like
they she wasn't
there,
going
like,
for the beef Wellington and shit.
Right,
she
yeah.
Some goddamn chicken tenders.
Like, the cheapest thing y'all got in there besides the rice, nigga. Like, you could have gave that bitch 3 fucking chicken tenders, nigga. And if I wasn't in a hurry to get in and out of there, I would have. Like, I hate when I do that too. Like, I'll think of something like that after I've already left when I'm in, like, because it was like on my way to doing something else, and I'm not good at being distracted from a task. Like, if my task is to get to a certain location, like, I need to get to that location, because if I get distracted, I'm going to be, like, I don't know, things can go just left. Like, I might forget, whatever. But I'm not good at, like, being diverted from a task. But I thought about that after I already left, and I was already almost to where I was going. I was like, man, shit, I'd have bought that bitch some fucking chicken tenders, dog. Like, what the fuck, bro? It's chicken tenders. Like, man.
Yeah, I was going to ask if anybody got her anything or nothing, but you had to leave and shit, so.
And as I was, well, as I was leaving, they were taking her, the police, the actual police, nigga, not the security from Plum Market. I don't know how, well, then again, I don't know how long she had been there. So the police, I guess, could have been called. But, and I just happened to walk in on the end of it. But yeah, the police was walking her out. And she was still eating the chicken tender that she took out in her hand. She was still eating that bitch. That's how fast all that shit happened. Like that whole story I told was took place during the eating of half a chicken tender.
And that's one of those situations where, like many situations, you know, police are called to interact in situations that are almost not needed. And yeah. Then, you know, some fuck shit happens, you know what I'm saying? She moves weird. They pull out, fucking shoot her ass or some shit over a fucking chicken tender. Thankfully, mm-hmm. that didn't happen from what we gather. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just fucked up. That's one. Two, you know, you mentioned the ages of like the younger employees. And I just wish that there was one at least decent older employee that can set some kind of precedent. Like, that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You know, we have these nice ass places that come and invade the city, and knowing there's still a demographic of people are struggling, or, you know what I'm saying, need food or something like that. And they treat them like shit, you know what I'm saying? From the security yelling at them to, you know, the or whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? I can see if she's in there throwing chicken tenders at people and shit. But,
I can't say for sure how she was prior to me walking in there. But, like, what I mean,
but
I
if
saw
it wasn't a ruckus
was
when
not,
you got
no,
there,
it
probably
right, exactly.
Wasn't.
It wasn't,
you know,
right. It wasn't no, it wasn't nothing, dog. Like, but to me, the Plum Market security guy was doing way too much, dog. Like, I get it. Like, yeah, you don't want nobody, I guess, quote unquote, like, it is stealing technically, but like, you know what I'm saying? Yes, you don't want nobody stealing. But like, for a woman who was like, she wasn't saying nothing, she wasn't being loud, she was just taking food, nigga. And I get it. Like I said, I get, you know, nobody's stealing. But the way that nigga was acting, like, that nigga was screaming at her. He looked like it took everything in his power to not physically, take her away from the fucking thing, because he knew he couldn't really, like, rough her up and shit. But he looked like he wanted to. And I'm like, nigga, over chicken tenders, nigga? Like, I just, man, it's like part of me would be like, hey, wait, that woman's stealing food. And then the next part of me would be like, man, she, like, I say, if she was being belligerent, I get it, dog. But like, part of me was just like, why wouldn't you just like let her take the chicken tenders? Like, it's not a big deal.
Not a fucking big deal. Yeah, that
like, would he have gotten fired by somebody if he is let's go ahead and take the chicken tenders, but get the fuck out of here. Like, and then that's it. Or like, I mean, God forbid you pay the $4 or whatever the fuck it costs to buy some chicken. Well, Plum Market, they probably cost $12. But like, but you know what I mean. But like, yeah, well,
them,
like, God
forbid
you some, fire.
Them was definitely some $12 tenders, the $12 tendies. Oh man, yeah, that sucks though. It just sucks to just the whole interaction from the workers to the security to, yeah, that just shit just sucks, dog.
Speaking of $12 chicken tenders, did you see that Wendy's is doing like peak time pricing and shit? Supposedly?
Yeah. Man. It prompted me, it actually prompted me to get Wendy's that day for lunch. Cause I saw the article and I was like, fuck, I am hungry. I need to figure out lunch today.
Did they have the bad the pricing that day? I don't know if it's a thing that's happening.
Oh no, it's potentially not supposed to happen to sometime next year.
Oh, okay.
So anytime soon though.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's sometime next year. Somebody did a awesome tweet about that though. Who was that? It was funny as fuck. What was it? I'll find it in a second. But yeah, I saw that and I
was.
What was
the,
like,
tweet?
That
I don't care who said it. Oh, okay,
no. I'm going to find it.
And try to find a person. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Nah. That nigga later.
No. Somebody, I can't remember exactly how it went. It was a retweet. Where did it go? What was it? What was it? I swear it's worth it if I can find it.
Why are you looking for it? I just want to say that I spend an incredibly large amount of time, an uncomfortable amount of time, thinking about my great, 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 great grandkids hearing how much I say nigga on this podcast. My dog, great, 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 great granddad was wild. They just go. Like I think about that a lot though, dog. Like especially with me in particular. Like in life in general, the way future generations are gonna be able to see us.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy. Like we don't like beyond my grandfather. That's it. Like I've never met a great grandparent. Most of us barely even have any pictures. Or photographs of great grandparents or beyond.
So I'm sorry. I just want to make sure you said you've never met either your great grandparents on either side.
Great grandparents? No, I've never met a great grandparent. At least not to my knowledge. I mean, maybe when I was an infant, maybe, but not to my knowledge, I've never met a great grandparent.
Well, I have. So I've never met on my mom's side. I never met any of my great grandparents. I didn't even meet my grandmother on my mom's side died before I was born. So I only met my granddad. And then of course, because of that, their parents are much older, the great grand. So I never met them. But on my dad's side, my grandmother, my great my grandmother, my great grandmother, and my great great grandmother lived in the same house as I was a kid.
Yeah.
So my great great grandmother, they call her Big Ma, which is interesting because she was the smallest thing ever. She was like maybe 5 feet or whatever. But yeah, so and I think I've mentioned this before in the podcast before, but that was an interesting dynamic because at one point in my childhood, there was five generations in one household. Damn. So it would have been like me, my sister. I think we stayed with my grandmother for a brief time. So It was like me. This is before my sister was born. So it was me, my granddad. I mean, excuse me, my dad and my mom. So that's that's two generations. Mm-hmm. My grandmother and some of my grandmother's brothers. So that's the third generation. My great grandmother, the fourth, and then my great great grandmother, the fifth.
Damn.
So yeah, at some point during like the mid early 80s, there was five generations living in this one small house over on fucking Sussex and Plymouth and shit.
Wow, that's right by where I grew up.
Yeah, it was Sussex and so other side of Plymouth for you though, because I remember you the house where you stayed was on.
I was on Hubble.
Hubble, yep. Right? Okay,
I was on the side, same side as Club Celebrity.
yeah. So I was kind of close to, Sussex is going closer to Greenfield, but I was between like Sussex and like Wadsworth, yeah.
Okay,
but yeah, so yeah, it's interesting though, because I've heard that before about people just not knowing their great grandparents.
I never met a great grandparent, let alone a great great grandparent.
Yeah,
regardless, you're the exception though. Like,
I'm pretty, and that's why my point is like I've heard a lot of people talk about which you express your sentiment. So yeah, I feel like I'm definitely the outlier in that regards. But yeah,
like to the point though, like we barely have pictures of just three generations ago, whereas three generations in the future. Like they're going to have they're going to know every bit of my entire fucking life. Most of it from my perspective, they're going to have pictures of me as a kid, all the pictures that I put on Facebook, they're going to see pictures of my whole life on Facebook. And then they're going to have 10 years of me talking on this bitch plus 10 years plus however long it goes into the future. They're going to have the fucking YouTube shit. They're going to have so much access to who I was, people who have never even met me, family who will never even meet me. And I'm like, I spend a lot of time thinking about that. Anyway, did you find that tweet?
Yeah, I did. I found it as soon as you started, but that was interesting. It said, when I buy the Baconator on the dip, short the sandwich at 12:15 and turn a 27% profit. No, I was cracking up this morning when I saw that. But yeah, excuse me. I just wonder if that's just going to, I've been to breweries like that, where they have certain beers and certain at peak times, certain beers are more and certain are less. And all I've ever did was buy the lesser one. Like, if the fucking Baconator goes up to $8, I'm looking like, so what's that chicken sandwich hitting for now? Right. And going for that shit or whatever. Sidebar, but not. Have you tried Wendy's breakfast before?
Nigga.
Okay.
Have I tried Wendy's breakfast before? I bet the Wendy's know my name.
So you're very familiar.
Oh, I'm very familiar. I'll be in that bitch.
I think I've had it once.
But I have a Wendy's like right behind me. Like right like the fence that's in my backyard on the other side of that fence is the Wendy's. So very close to the house. I could walk to it. I can't even say I could walk to it as if it's a hypothetical. I have walked considerably farther from my house than the Wendy's. That's how close it is. So, yeah, the Wendy's is right here. But, yeah, I get Wendy's breakfast a lot, nigga.
Okay. I had it once, and it was closer to – actually, fuck, I just thought about it. I'll continue. When I – at the old house, the Wendy's – you know that Wendy's on Telegraph?
Telegraph and what?
Well – Telegraph between like Ann Arbor Trail and Joy Road. It's the Wendy's over there.
Oh, you talking about the house that you used to live at before?
So
what house? Right.
But and I was like, so that was a little farther away. But now I have a Wendy's is right on the corner, right up the street, which is actually closer and shit. So I technically could, but shit, the way my work schedule is, that bitch probably won't even be open. I don't know what time they open in the morning. But yeah, it's so like, short as I've had in a while.
I think you can get Wendy's at like 7.
Oh shit, I gotta be at work at 7.
It might be earlier than that though. But one thing I mean this doesn't sound like it's not gonna sound like a big epiphany or anything like that, but like it kind of depends on how your place is. So like I will speak highly on Wendy's breakfast, nigga. I am a big fan. But somebody might hear me and be like, oh, Mike said Wendy's breakfast was fire. But their Wendy's that's by their house might not make it that good. Yeah, the Wendy's by me, that should be fire most of the time. It's the same thing that I say about, it's like I recommend like the Little Caesars that's by me with an asterisk. Well, I don't recommend the one by me with an asterisk, but like I would say like, oh, the Little Caesars whatever pizza is fire. With the asterisk of the Little Caesars is by me, make that shit extra good. Like, I've probably gotten Little Caesars when you've been over here before at some point, but I know most people who have been to my house have had the Little Caesars that I get have had the Little Caesars by my house because that's what I get. Because one, it's Little Caesars, so it's cheap, but two, it's fire for a little, like most Little Caesars, like I get it, it'd be mid, but my Little Caesars, what about me? Man.
Do you credit that for being outside of the city?
No, I credit it with being complete and total fucking luck. Like, I would think it would be the opposite. Like, it would be worse in the suburbs than it would be in the city.
Really? I always felt if there's, they just...
Because I feel like niggas not going to buy it by the rules. Like, they just going to do... Like, they just going to be like, I'm just going to dump a whole bunch of pepperonis on here. And like, oh, I'm just going to dump a whole bunch of... Like, they're not going to put on, like, the correct portion and shit. But whereas I would think, like, the suburbs is going to do it, like, how it's supposed to be done, where you get the right amounts and shit like that.
Oh, see, I was looking at it from a perspective of they're going to do it the way it's supposed to be done. And then when you're in the hood, they're going to half-ass it.
Oh, yeah.
But you're saying, like, you know, the hood is going to throw some extra, you know...
It's another form of half-assing.
Yeah,
they're not going to take the care to do it the right way.
yeah. That's how I was seeing it. Okay, I got
it. It would just be to our benefit. But
yeah,
I kind of look at it as luck. I don't know. I could be wrong. But, man, that Little Caesars is fired. And, but, yeah, the Wendy's breakfast, the honey butter chicken biscuit, nigga. Oh, my God, dog. If you get
a good
Wendy's, man, oh, man. If you get a Wendy's that makes it good, like puts a whole bunch of the honey, like if they stingy with the honey butter or if the biscuit is overcooked, it gets incredibly mid. Like it's barely good. But if the biscuit is right and they dump a whole bunch of the honey butter on it, that's a top sandwich, dog. Like that's like McGriddle level sandwich. Like it's up there. Like I get that, and I get the breakfast baconator. That bitch fire. And then they have like one that's on like a croissant, like a sausage Swiss something or other. That's good. They're fucking they have like potato wedges that they do with like if you get it in a combo, potato wedges are extra fucking fire. Good as fuck. Like, man, Wendy's breakfast, dog. McDonald's still the champ, but Wendy's number two easily, dog.
Bruh, do you ever eat from Einstein Brothers bagels?
I have had Einstein Brothers bagels before. I don't eat there regularly. And if you're asking if I've had things that they make other than bagels, I haven't had it in so long that they didn't have things other than bagels the last time I had it. So if they got sandwiches now, nope, I ain't had one of them.
Bro, they have the breakfast sandwich. They have one called an all-nighter, which is eggs, bacon, chipotle aioli.
Mm-hmm.
And I got that bitch on a everything bagel. Oh, mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, dude. That was like that was one of the most perfect breakfast sandwiches I've had in a long fucking time.
Yeah, I haven't had theirs, but there's actually a bagel place that's like it's not a chain, like a big chain, like Einstein Brothers, but I think there's a couple of them. It's called Brugger's, I think is the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also right by my house. There's a strip mall that's right next to the Wendy's. Like there's a Wendy's. Now there's a Starbucks. The Starbucks just opened. There's a Wendy's, the Starbucks, and then there's like a strip mall, and that's where the Wild Bill's is at that I go to.
Oh yeah, I've been over to that Wild Bill's. Yeah. Leaving your
and
crib,
that's where so, and
yeah.
There's a bagel place there that's next to my daughter's dance class. When I take her to her dance lessons on Saturday morning, sometimes we'll get sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches from that bagel place next door. They got one called the Farmhouse. That's what I'll be getting. Man, again, top tier, nigga. That is a top tier breakfast sandwich, dog. And it's one of the ones where like, this is expensive. And then you eat it, you're like, all right, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just love it. I sent you a picture of what the regular one is. They say it's like a hash brown bagel. I don't know if they push hash browns on top of the bagel. It looks interesting, but that bagel is okay. But the everything bagel is fucking amazing.
That's at Einstein. That bitch do look good.
Yeah,
man, yeah,
mug is fire.
I wonder if I got an Einstein near me. I mean, I don't know, man. My city must be like the city I live in now must be like the next up and comer that they trying to make the next. You know, like. You know, after Detroit, you know, they made Royal Oak the spot. You know what I'm saying? Like, they try to make these various little cities, like, the next kind of, like, the poppin' suburb. I think mine is the next one, dog. Because they are putting everything out here, nigga. Like
y'all get the Total Wine, aren't y'all? Right,
yep. I just, you remember I told you they got the Total, we got a Total Wine that's opening. I think they said that's opening in March. And I've already seen it. I thought it was open. And then I drove up to it, and they had boards on the windows. I was like, oh, it's not open yet. they just opened into that. They opened a Chick-fil-A recently. My city didn't get the Hudson Cafe. It's in Troy. So it's super close to my house, but it's not in my city. But then they're opening up, you know, the Dime Store, that breakfast place downtown.
Mm-hmm.
They're opening one of those. They're opening that in one of those in my city. The next, I don't even think there's. I think their second one, and they're opening it in the city I live in. Like, man, they open it all. They put all the shit out here now, dog. I'm like, man, y'all really don't want me to have to leave the house, huh?
Bruh, the Dime Store is fucking awesome, man. To the point where I've gotten the same fucking meal every time I've been there. They got what they call the duck bop hash.
Yeah. I've never had it though.
It's a duck leg with Korean barbecue sauce. And I get eggs over easy on it. Oh, Jesus mm-hmm. Christ, it is so fucking good. But yeah.
But yeah, man. So they opening that out here too. And I think they said because I just saw a post about that earlier this week. I think when did they say it was opening? don't know. They had an opening day and everything, and they had a thing like if you want to get a job here, like yeah. So they about to open that. And like I said, that Starbucks that's next to the Wendy's that just opened very recently. They just had the they voted it down, but you know they were trying to open a few dispensaries here. Like they try to make this the spot, dog.
That's what's up. Fuck around, keep your ass out the city for sure.
Yeah, and it's like, man, and even though they trying to make this the spot, and now it might make it more crowded and make it feel like even busier of a city, my house specifically still feel like it's like a cabin in the woods. So it's like, man, I could have the best of both worlds. Like when I'm at home, I could feel like I'm isolated, but then I can go around the corner and have everything that I want.
And it's funny, I don't know if this adds to, you know, the house in the woods type feel, but I feel like the living in a cul-de-sac just keeps you away from a lot of shit. Like, you don't get unnecessary traffic and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like, the people that drive down your street is on purpose, unless it's a mistake. You know what I'm saying? I would love to live that in the end of a, like, a cul-de-sac. I don't get much, I get regular traffic down my street, but yeah, I would love that just to not have to see random people all the fucking time and shit.
Yep. The two things that make it feel that way are one, like the cul-de-sac, but then also the fact that I live at the end of it. And then also the fact that my house is elevated. And then the real thing is how there's no streetlights around here. So at night it gets really, really, really dark.
Oh yeah, I've known leaving it.
And then I have really, like, really God big damn windows in the house and everything. So it's like you just look, it just feels like you're just looking out into nothing. Like when I'm in the kitchen in my house, the kitchen in my house faces my backyard. For those who don't know, obviously you know that. But the kitchen faces the backyard. If I'm in the kitchen at nighttime, it's like I feel like I'm in a cabin in the middle of the woods or something. Yeah, like it's just complete blackness everywhere. There's nothing outside but the lights from my pool. And that could be just, like I said, it just looks like blurry lights in the distance, dog. Like it, I don't know, man. I love that shit. And then I can go right around there and get a nice honey butter chicken biscuit in the morning. Can't do that in the woods.
No, definitely not.
All right, man. Let's see how mad Baylor is at us.
Okay. I'm mad. I'm sitting here. My fucking cigar is tunneling. Man, I hate this shit. Like, this tunnel is so big. It's like a big-ass hole in the center of this fucking bitch.
Oh, man, I hate that shit, dog.
Yeah, so, and this is Delvin's fault. Added us okay in the chat. So I was just giving the listeners, all three of them, background. Baylor added us to him and Delvin in the chat. Baylor in the chat. And of course, Baylor, you know, feels a kind of way that the audio that I played of his Lions bashing mysteriously wasn't playing right, which Baylor got to admit, I don't know where the fuck he was, and maybe he has said in his audio that it was much different than any other ones he had. Like, it sounded like, and I wasn't joking when I said it sounded like he was in a fucking bathroom somewhere. So I've done the same thing with the audio. I usually just play it on my phone and I put it towards the mic. Every other one works just fine. Coincidentally, the one that he, you know, said all the shit he said, and you really couldn't hear him either, was the one that got fucked up. So good looking, well, Mike.
But also, one, I got the gist of it, and two, it didn't matter what he said because all he was doing was playing dress up, so it didn't matter anyway.
That's
but this
I
time,
put fucking 49ers jersey on him, hoodie on him, and shit. You know what I'm saying? Since he won a cape for the 49ers and shit. But yeah, but good looking on you because you figured out the way we had did the audio previously of playing, because this is a much better way to do it. People can hear it actually much better. Quality is outstanding. So let's get to make sure I turn that option on. Let's get to this first message. And it is, what is this one called? My bad. It is called
I like that I can see how long it is. Pause.
Yeah. It's super pause. it's called In Detroit, I Trust. Yeah, this could be some bullshit, I know.
What up, though?
Here, right?
Yeah, you know it's me. Otis, how come when I talk about the Detroit Lions, I send Detroit Lions feedback in, all of a sudden technical difficulties? That's fine. Y'all missed the whole point of that feedback. I'm used to that as well. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'm not even here to hate. I can't. Because as a nigga that love a good Cinderella story, I can't even front. But the fact is, I ain't gonna even lie to you, bro. The way San Francisco did y'all in the second half, I didn't want to see y'all niggas in the Super Bowl after that. I'm like, fuck that. So that was my whole point. I wanted to see a great Super Bowl. I didn't think y'all was going to be able to provide that, personally. No. Now, if y'all would have kept y'all fucking foot on San Francisco next, then I would have rolled off on our own Cinderella story. I'm used to Cinderella stories. I love Cinderella stories. It would have been a full circle if you niggas would have made it to the Super Bowl and actually beat them niggas. But if y'all would have got to the Super Bowl and played Kansas City and got y'all ass whooped, to where I had to turn it off by halftime. Oh my God. But you know what? I'm not here for that. I'm gonna put on my San Francisco jersey, my Baltimore hat since I had them winning the whole thing, and then my Raider house slippers. And I'll just have to live with that until next season. I hope y'all niggas continue to build on that. And I hope y'all coach, you know what? Forget the players, because the main piece for Detroit right now is the coach. The coach got niggas running through a wall right now. And I still think maybe a certain pieces, and y'all would know better than me because I'm not studying y'all roster like that, but I'm pretty sure there's a piece or two that y'all need to put y'all over the top. And maybe it's not even the pieces. Maybe it's the scheme. Maybe it's the decision making. But regardless, I hope y'all get back to that NFC Championship next year. And I hope y'all either meet San Francisco or y'all meet them niggas in the playoff to where it probably can come a substantial rivalry. Because right now, I agree. I mean, y'all don't need me to agree. But yeah, if y'all view them as the ops, absolutely. Shoot them niggas down. But far from a rivalry for right now. Yes, Mike, I know y'all didn't say that. I'm just saying. I would love for a good rivalry to start up between the two. That'd be nice. Outside of that, I mean, shout out to the Pistons. I like the Pistons too. Hey, I used to rock the Grand Hills like crazy. All right, man, I'm out.
Yo, so
fuck that nigga.
Look, everybody's the op.
That was the nicest shade toward the Pistons ever.
Oh, it was.
Full shade.
The best part of the shade was the silence after that.
I used to rock the Grand Hills. Shut up, nigga. But you know what though? You know what though? I will accept that. That was a nice save. And I can't really fault him for having that stance of like, well, if he looked at the second half and was like, oh, okay, well, if that's how it's gonna be. Like, I can't blame him for
that's,
that, dog.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, I can't blame him for that.
I have no beef with that.
I do believe, though, that if we did get to the Super Bowl and we did play Kansas City, I'm not going to say that we would have won, but we wouldn't have got washed. I don't think it would have been, like, a bad game. I think it still would have been a good game. But I don't blame – like, based on what he said, I don't blame him for feeling like, okay, well, fuck it then. Yeah. Let's see what the Niners got and whatever. But
when you're looking through the lens of – just a team playing another team and you have no interest in the fandom of that team, you look at it like that. And I totally get that. And that's probably how we've all looked at any, if it was, I don't know, insert the shit, I don't know, the Dolphins and the Chargers, you know what I'm saying? Playing two teams. It could be any team there. I don't have no interest in, unless it's really the Lions, but it could be any of two teams. And they did the same thing. I could see that. So yeah, I don't fault that. But I also think that we wouldn't have got washed. Not saying we would have won, but definitely I feel like just the way they play. Hell, if anything, we just go back to the time we did play the Chiefs the first game of the season and beat them. I felt like we would have competed well against them. I mean, the game against San Francisco was a total meltdown in the second half. Everything that went wrong could have went wrong. Gibbs fumbled, which he hadn't fumbled in I don't know how many fucking games.
I don't know if I saw him fumble at all.
Like, he fumbled. I know Montgomery
fumbled.
Well, maybe I'm thinking Montgomery. You may be right, though.
Yeah, man, I'm not sure. I'm not saying he didn't, but I feel like I don't remember Gibbs fumbling at all, dog.
But and yeah,
two fourth down drops. Oh, well, we don't need to talk about it.
No, I was gonna say just the you know the weird shit like the one play where the ball bounced off the receivers. I mean the corner's helmet.
That was kind of when you knew we was fucked right there.
When shit like that was it Ayuk? I can't think of the player from.
I don't remember. I don't even remember who it was that caught that pass. But like that, and I think that play was a fourth down, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like if they hadn't caught that, we'd have got the ball, and they ended up. What that was it like the 2 yard line or some shit.
And it was so because that ball could have bounced and hit and went another way, could have not hit him at all. Like the chances of that happening was like the slimmest shit ever to happen. So yeah, we blew the shit. Fuck it. But you know, I mean, you got to give it to fans to you know even delusional or not to believe that if things wouldn't have went as fucked up as they did with all of the shit, all of the bad things happening, we would have had a chance. So yeah, fair enough.
And I think he mentioned too about our roster or whatever and what we might need to do to get back there again. And I do think it is like a, we've said this already, but I think it is kind of like a couple of roster tweaks and we good. Like, I don't think it's anything about coaching or even the coaching decisions necessarily. I think it really is just, we need, to shore up, our secondary. We need to, get a good pass rusher opposite Hutch. and a reliable kicker, and that's pretty much it, dog. I mean, I made that sound a lot easier than it is, but it's not like we don't need like a whole secondary, like or we don't need like a whole defensive line, you know, whatever. So like. I mean, we need like, I don't know, man, like 3 or 4 players, you know, something like that, man.
I tell you what, we don't need Cam Sutton on the Lions this year coming up. So if we can figure out that, I think that'll help us a ton. But secondary has always been an issue for the Lions. I mean, we've improved. We had some, you know, we had a lot of great plays from the secondary this year. But then we just had that one weak link of Sutton getting burnt damn near.
Yeah, was the problem was the handful of big plays. Because like you said, we got solid play. We got a lot of we got a lot of interceptions, man. Like I think it was a pretty strong season defensively. But like you said, we had individual plays that we got really hurt on, and a lot of times it was Cam Sutton. So
so you know, yeah, it's all good though. Let's get into this next one. Black QBs matter.
Okay, well, we know that ain't got nothing to do with us or the 49ers.
No, not at all.
Also, while you getting that ready real quick, I forgot I wanted to talk about this too. He mentioned like a rivalry. I really, really would like for the Lions to have a good rival. I think that'd be really cool. I don't think it could or would be the 49ers. Not to say that he was saying that it could or should be. He brought it up because we said 8 ops, but it would be someone from our division. Probably would be the Packers.
I don't see why it couldn't be the Packers. I think the Packers
probably going to end up being the Packers.
I think they're going to be a good as they were this year, plus better.
And it's the Packers. So
and that's always kind of been a rival. Although we played the greatest, but they've always kind of been a rival anyway. So
yeah, it's not a rivalry if one of the teams has been shitty the whole time.
Yeah,
and one of the teams has had Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers for the past several decades.
Yeah,
so
no,
like, yeah,
I
it's like yeah, but like it now that we're good and it doesn't look like the Packers are about to be bad, looks like their Packers are gonna be good as well, probably not quite as good as us but also good. Like that's probably what's that's where the rivalry is probably going to happen at.
Yeah, I could totally see that.
Finally, right, and especially because you know we're gonna be fired up too. Like finally we good. So now it's not like now we play the Packers and we got a chance to win. instead of every year, it's like, well, time for Brett Favre to beat our ass. Well, time for Aaron Rodgers to beat our ass.
Yeah, I'm not.
We don't need now it's time for Jordan Love to beat our ass. Like, we can get that nigga to business. Pause.
Yeah, we can go in these games like actually believing in the team, feeling like they can win. So, All right, here's this next one. I wonder if this black QBs matter had anything to do with Jordan Love. Be interesting if it was, but okay.
Hope not.
Right.
To keep it on football real quick, I'm pretty sure y'all have seen the footage, of the Cam Newton footage. And since then, I've seen the interview, one of the radio stations out there in Atlanta, the coach from the opposing team, who was also the older brother of one of the players, a part of the scuffle. This nigga said that I didn't realize that it was Cam. I just seen a cat that was 6'6", pretty much handling my brother. But he also said with the same breath that I've been in this league for over 5 years and, you know, the trash talking is normal. It is. You know, when my son was playing football, that shit was heavy. The trash talking was crazy. It's different levels. And the quality of trash talking is different depending on the ages. So I can just imagine teenagers, 16, 17, 18 years old, them niggas is going at it, right? Here's where I have a problem. Dog, they not doing that shit to Tom Brady. They not doing that shit to Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton, or Eli. And Eli and Peyton, they've been heavy on their 707 cams. And it scuffles all the time. This is the issue that I have, is that they view Cam as a certain type of quarterback, and I don't like that. They don't give him the same respect as those other quarterbacks, and he's just as good. Maybe not better, yeah, because all those other cats that I just said, they have Super Bowls, but this is a cat who has gotten his team to the Super Bowl. This is a cat who has gotten his team to the national championship and won. This is a cat who has won an MVP. So it's like, even from the Warren Sapp trying to be disrespectful and they getting checked on Cam's show. Like, at some point, we got to show our people that type of respect. That's what I didn't like. Because it's not going to happen at those other camps. I have my reasons why, other than them just being white. But, and it's not about them just being white. It's just it is the respect. Because Marshawn Lynch demands that respect at his camps. You know what I'm saying? And his camps can be a little bit rowdy. Right? I know because I've attended a few when my son was playing. But dog, I think because of what Cam has turned into as a content creator on the side, niggas is trying to go viral off of some of the dumbest shit. And from my knowledge, from what we have gotten to be a respectable adult and wait for more information to come out, they said he was just trying to break the fight up. So that's the crazy part. You know, he's trying to break the fight up, and then you get stole on like that, and they changed nothing about his lifestyle with those punches that they did land. But, I mean, if y'all have seen it or heard of it, what's y'all take on it? Even if y'all heard the interview with the coach on it, with the opposing coach, what's y'all take on it?
Are you familiar with that story?
Sort of. Yeah. Why so, are you not?
I'm familiar with it. And I think that I think Shannon Sharp had made a similar thought or you know about shit like that not happening at, you know, other prominent coaches. I mean other prominent like past players camps and shit like that or whatever the fuck. And coincidentally all of those other players are white. So I don't know, that it's just the energy is different, it seems like, you know. And I think too, you know, I think Cam's personality, you know, he comes off as being awkward as hell and shit. Mm-hmm. You know, especially, you know, not especially, but post him playing, I think when he was, you know, in the league, you know, he was a, you know, respected guy until, you know, he wasn't playing anymore. You know, he knew he had the skill to play or whatever. But what I think is a fucking lie, a huge ass lie for this guy to say, you know, first off, I think the league is ran by, and I think was made by Cam Newton, like his organization or some shit like that. I can imagine the tallest motherfucker there and with a big ass top hat, you don't know it's fucking Cam Newton. You know what I'm saying? And so I don't know. I just think it's bogus for me even say some shit like that. But just the energy of even wanting to fight the motherfucker for breaking up some shit that's just whack as fuck. That's one thing. Two, I think I can't understand how you can try to square up on a Cam Newton thinking he's not going to do anything to fight when this motherfucker ducked and dodged big ass motherfucker in the leagues. Like, you got to feel like anybody in the NFL is going to be able to fight. Mm-hmm. Like, you any and super sidebar, but I think even as cornball as they call Russell Wilson, he'll fucking mop up fucking Future in a minute. That was totally unrelated. But
yeah. I would love to see that,
bruh.
Not just from the perspective of seeing a guy who is perceived as corny beating up a rapper, but specifically Future. Like, I would just love to see Future get his ass beat by anybody, but yeah, Russell Wilson, that'd be even better.
Yeah, but I mean, I haven't read and looked into deeper than what I've saw, but I get Baylor's thoughts on it. I get it.
Man, I have a few thoughts on that. The first thing, I have what is probably a fairly, well, I would imagine will be a slightly surprising take on trash talk. I'm a big proponent of trash talk. Like, I feel like that is a part of sports to the point where if you gonna be the type of nigga who feel like you need to fight over trash talk, then you don't need to be playing sports, nigga, because you ain't cut out for it. You like you need to be able to take it. You need to be able to give it. If that shit gonna have you in your feelings, nigga, then sports ain't for you, dog. Like, and that's an extreme take. And I'm not gonna discourage, you know, little white Travis who wants to play soccer at 4 years old. Like, oh, you scared of trash talk? Like, I don't mean it like that, but I mean like these people who are in these like leagues and shit like that. Like, nah, dog, you better be comfortable, real fucking comfortable with trash talk. If you in Cam Newton's league and you 16 years old and shit, nah, nigga, you need to be comfortable with it, nigga. Like, you might not have to do it, but you need to not be in your feelings about it neither. So that's mm-hmm. first and foremost. If don't be no pussy about trash talking. Like, again, if you in that situation, that's in that kind of situation. Like, if you know my daughter is fucking playing volleyball, like the different story. But again, football camp, Cam Newton, yeah, nigga, you better be comfortable with trash talk. Secondly, I saw the clip, but I didn't know no details from it. So I didn't know that it was at a camp that Cam Newton ran until Baylor said it just now. So like mm-hmm. when you asked me if I was familiar with the story, I was like, yeah, I'm familiar in the sense of like I've seen the clip, but I didn't know what the clip was from. I didn't know the context of the clip. All I saw was Cam Newton getting jumped. I didn't know what he did. I didn't know anything about that. So I guess from what Baylor said, it was he was at his own football camp that he runs, I guess, and there was some, I'm guessing, white people who was shit talk, trash talking. It turned into a fight. He tried to break it up and then they jumped him. That's what I gleaned from what Baylor said. I fully 100% support what Baylor said about the disrespect to Cam Newton, dog. Like that, like it's true, man. That nigga really do, like, I get it. He dressed like a fool, but like, man, dog, that nigga really do be getting disrespected, dog. Like, I think that I totally think that's true. What Baylor said, and I agree with him, man. Like that's not cool, man. That wouldn't happen to none of them white QBs, and he don't need to be Tom Brady to command enough respect for that kind of shit to not be happening. Like, man, they out here treating him like Joe Flacco. Actually, right. Flacco won a Super Bowl, so I can't even say that.
Like Charlie Batch. I don't know shit. Just name another random motherfucker.
Yeah,
you know
I should have named a black quarterback. But yeah, Charlie Batch or something like Charlie Batch.
Yeah, man. Charlie
Batch is a random listener of our podcast. Like, what the fuck?
Bro, I remember tweeting about Charlie Batch, and it was something to the effect of him being a lesser quarterback. And that motherfucker replied to me and said some shit. I forget. He's basically like, I think he basically said, yeah, I'm rich. Something. It was something to that effect. I'm just like, yeah, you're right. I can't dispute that. Mm-hmm. I totally agree, though. I mean, for Christ's sake, the event that this happened at is an event that his, from my understanding, he created. So it's like the opportunities that he's given for players, you know, to come up, you know, and to do shit, you know, I that's just, you know, trash as fuck that he even had to, like, a fucking full fist fight. Like, motherfuckers was brawling damn near, you know.
Oh, yeah. That was, I'm sorry to interrupt, but that was one other thing. That was it. That was one other thing that Baylor mentioned that I wanted to respond to, when he said that some coach said that he didn't know it was Cam Newton. Shut right. the fuck up, nigga. Yes, you fucking did. There is no way that you are a coach of football at that level and you don't know who Cam Newton is.
Or the very
don't even matter that you at his. It's bad enough you at his camp, but even if you was at the grocery store and you see. The way that nigga dress, as big as he is,
that's what I'm saying.
And you
that's
a football coach, so you know, so you are into football. It ain't no goddamn way he didn't know that was Cam Newton, nigga.
I don't think he didn't know, into the fact that he didn't know Cam Newton was there or whatever. I think it was he didn't know that was Cam Newton that was fighting.
Yeah, he did when he had to have known. I mean,
he has. It's like, you know, I couldn't imagine his, you know, you seeing that you had to know it was him. You know, you had to know it was him.
Who's the 6'6" nigga dressed like a pilgrim that's fighting at Cam Newton's camp? Oh, right, gee. Like, I don't know.
Like, how many guys out there got a fucking
hair sticking out the top of his stove type hat?
Right. Like, how many guys out there got a top hat? You know what I'm saying? Probably only one person.
Man.
It was fucking Cam Newton. You know, so yeah, that
you can't even like. He's so recognizable too, also because like, there's a lot of football players. If I saw them at the grocery store, I wouldn't know it because they wear their helmets most of the time. I don't know what a lot of them look like. He is so recognizable, man. There is no way Cam Newton could be in Kroger and I wouldn't be like, yo, it's Cam Newton right there. Like, I absolutely recognize that nigga. And I do not coach football at that level. I'm just a casual viewer. Man. And he ain't played in a long ass time by now. Man, it's been a while since that nigga played.
Yeah. So yeah, he knew it was him. That was some bullshit. Whatever. Mm-hmm. What are we on? Let's get this last one out the way.
All right.
I'll just make sure that I'm sharing. Stop the ad.
What up, though? Hey, so if you had to relocate, like, permanently, I'm 41, so I told my wife I have one more move in me, and that's it. What would be your top three places to move to, like, all time? I have the one place that I want to visit, and hopefully that could be within the next couple of years. I would love to go to Tokyo, right, for, you know, 3 to 4 days or something like that. But that's also, it's third on my list as where I would want to move permanently. So I got
why Tokyo is it on the list if you haven't been there?
I got Jamaica at number two, and then at number one, I got Hawaii. So two out of the three places I've already been to, Hawaii twice, and I'm sold on it, right? Especially if I know I could I could fly to each island, you know what I'm saying, and be there within a matter of, you know, not it wouldn't take that long. But those are my three places. Even if I have to change my profession, because maybe it wouldn't. Well, I know my profession will probably translate over there, but the money would probably be different. But if I'm okay, even if I'm just okay as far as financially, the way of living over there, I've seen 2 years in a row, I'm good. And in Jamaica, I've been in that. Now that was the resort, and I'm not talking about the resort life. I seen how they live. and it's a little rough. It's a little rough, but that was that part. You know what I mean? I didn't get to explore the whole island of Jamaica. You know, I didn't get to go to Kingston or any place like that. I was over there in Montego Bay, so that's different. But yeah, I'm bringing that up because, man, niggas is about tired of America like that, dog. Especially with the election coming up and stuff like that. I wouldn't mind going to Jamaica. And it's going down over there in Jamaica right now. Because, you know, and especially with the whole Bob Marley movie dropping and stuff like that, it's going down over there. I'd rather go to Jamaica or Hawaii and shit. Hawaii was just on fire about a year or two ago, wasn't it? So what would be y'all top three places though?
You want to go first on this one?
Oh yeah, I can. So, man, that's an interesting question. Well, for starters, I don't know why he put a place on his list that he's never been to before. Like, well, if you go to Tokyo, you hate it. You don't even have to hate it. First. You can go there and be like, oh, that was cool, but like, that is number three on your list. You ain't never been there. But my number one is Paris, and there's not even a close. Like, anything else is not even close. Like, that's like if I won the lottery or something like that or whatever, and, or had a thing where like you can go move where live wherever you want, it would be Paris. Like, I don't even have to fucking have a second thought. After that, it gets kind of tricky because I would think about like, okay, so on one hand, I would like to be somewhere. Well, on any hand, I want it to be somewhere that's nice, nice looking, nice to like visually. So like, I love the way Paris looks. I love the architecture there, all that kind of stuff. I would kind of want to go to Africa because, and again, that's me putting something on my, somewhere on my list that I've never been, but I'm assuming there's probably a place in Africa that looks beautiful. It's got nothing but black people in it. And that sounds really nice to me right about now. Mm-hmm. But I've never been there, so I don't really want to put it on my list. A practical choice would be Canada, because then I could not be here in the United States no more, but I could be United States adjacent. I could still come to Detroit. Depending on where I lived in Canada, but if I moved to Canada, I would live close to the border. So like, I could still come back and forth to Detroit as I want, as I need, and I could probably still work for my same company, and I could just not live in the United States no more. And then I've thought about like, I gleaned from his question that he meant non-United States places, but, I'm going to also add San Diego onto my list because, and he's probably been there, I'm assuming, it's a very short drive. I understand why he said, like Jamaica, cause like he liked to be in the water, right? So of course he's gonna have Jamaica. Of course he's gonna have Hawaii. He's gonna like those hot tropical beach places that's got water and it's warm. I don't need all that humidity. I don't need all that heat. I like how San Diego, at least when I went there, even on the days where it was hot, it was still kind of cool because I had like cool breeze coming off the water where I was at. It never felt too hot. It never felt too cold. It was a beautiful looking city. It had a great nightlife. I don't know. It just felt like a nice place to be. Felt comfortable for me. Like, I like a place that's like very even temperatured, not too cold, not too hot. So like, yeah, I really enjoyed the time that I was in San Diego, and just that one time I was there, I was like, I could live here. At least in the place that I was at, I was like, I could live here. So that's my answer.
Yeah, so he threw me off for a minute into the end when he was saying non-U.S. because he kept mentioning Hawaii, and mm-hmm. I know he knows that Hawaii is in the U.S. But
He did say at the end, no U.S. At the end, if you were to leave, yeah.
Yeah, so, but I don't know.
Maybe he just means Hawaii. Like the greater, the mainland.
The greater contiguous or whatever.
Yeah, the contiguous, was it 48?
48, yeah. So initially, when he said it, I was thinking U.S., and so one of my thoughts was somewhere either Carolinas, north, south, or North Carolina. Just, I feel like it'd be a little slower. It'd be, you know, warmer. It's not like I couldn't see myself ever living in Florida because the way their politics is down there is shitty.
And their weather is shitty for me. Like, I couldn't deal with that weather. It's too hot in Florida. It's too humid.
Yeah. Yeah, that would definitely be a deterrent. So yeah, the Carolinas would probably be the in state in United
Have you
States
been there?
That
to either one of them?
So this is yeah. So no. Well, I've been in passing. I've stopped there before. I've never like stayed overnight. No, I'm sorry. I went to Myrtle Beach. Fuck, I have been there. That's North Carolina. Yeah, I've been to Myrtle Beach. So yeah. So I've never been to South Carolina. I never stayed in South Carolina, just in passing. But I went to Myrtle Beach and I thought it was cool. There's, you know, I could say the other places kind of like I was thinking like Texas, but you know the weather there is probably, you know, the summer weather is fucking crazy. So yeah, I'm thinking the Carolinas would probably be my spot in the U.S. that I would probably try. Outside and basic places I've been, kind of on the Jamaica vibes, as Bader said, but I would pick Aruba. Aruba weather is pretty much 70 and windy most of the year.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that would be fucking amazing. I would love to somehow, and like I said, I would. And this is all hypothetical because I don't know if, you know, careers would, you know, translate over there. But if I had to pick one place, that would be Aruba. If I had to pick another place, it would actually be, oh, fuck, I didn't zoomed out. I was looking at maps and shit. It would actually be Italy, and it would be Sorrento. So Sorrento is south. Far south of Rome. It's just south of Naples. And when we visited there for our, I think we went for our anniversary, I just love the way the scenery, the homes. It's like a 5-hour train ride to Rome, being able to go up there, you know, if we wanted to visit somewhere. And I think that would be an awesome place. And I think the other place that I've been to, I think would be dope is, actually, Ireland. I enjoyed the scenery, the people, the food. And so, yeah, that would be my other place. Honorable mention, I did go to Ethiopia. I thought that would be pretty cool. The people, the food, the places were amazing. So, yeah, those would be my picks.
Yeah, I have places that I still want to like go to and kind of check out, like, and see what they're like. Not shopping for homes, but like, you know, just like places I want to see, like I've heard about them or I have interest in them. Just kind of like see what the environment's like. I want to go to Egypt. I want to go I want to go to Tokyo, like real bad. Like Tokyo's one. I want to go to. Switzerland. I want to go to Switzerland. I want to go to a lot of like countries over in Europe. I want to go to Spain. I made it sound like Spain's not in Europe. Spain popped into my head, but while I was saying I want to go to a lot of countries in Europe. Yeah, so like there's a lot of places I want to visit. I want to hit every continent if I could one day. But South America, I want to visit there too. I want to visit Brazil, you know, all that kind of stuff. I want to visit these places. I feel like Ireland would be a place that I would really like you said. Like, I feel like I would like the look of it. I feel like, I would like the food. I would like the environment. I don't know. I feel like there's probably no black people in Ireland.
Wasn't a lot.
And like, I feel like, if I was to move somewhere out of this country to live out the rest of my life, I don't need it to be at a black location. Like, I don't need it to be, you know, in Africa where I feel like there'd be a lot of black people, but I need there to be black people. I need them to be there. And I feel like Ireland wouldn't have none. Like, if like, I feel like, no, like, like Germany, definitely. Like, I feel like, I know Germany got some black people, but like, I still feel like I would go there and I'd be like, eh. It's a little bit too white in here. It's a little bit too Hitler-y. Like, I don't know. Hitler-y.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I think that's why Aruba is probably my, you know, my top pick. You know, I definitely see people of my shade, our shade and shit. And, you know, the weather is fucking amazing. You know, beaches is, you know, pretty close in proximity. Good weather, you know. Yeah, that would. I could definitely spend my last days just chilling in off the water in a pool or at the beach or some shit, you know, drinking some good rum. Yeah, that would definitely be a good one for me.
Man, 70 and windy, man. Whew, that sounds perfect, dog.
Bro, I went in March, man, and like I say, I think it rained once, and it was like 10 minutes, and then it dried up in like 30 minutes, and then it just continued on with the good weather and shit. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, I couldn't be somewhere that rained too much. Like that would bother. Like I don't mind rain in general, but if it was a place like Seattle has a reputation for you know raining all the time. Like I couldn't live somewhere where it rained all the time. Like that would be for me, that'd be worse than somewhere like here where it snows all the time.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. And I think that was the issue we had. Well, it wasn't an issue, but we went to Ireland. It was a rainy season, but it didn't rain much, luckily during that week, you know. So I get that.
Yeah, I'd want to stay out of those overly hot climates too, especially if they also rain, because then it's gonna be super humid. Like, yeah, I would need to avoid overly hot, humid places. Like, I wouldn't be able to deal with that.
Yeah. Random off the subject, unless you had anything to add to that.
Nah.
Do you know who Anderson Cooper's mom is?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I just seen someone tweeted and said, LOL, how many people didn't know until now that Gloria Vanderbilt was Anderson Cooper's mom? And I'm like, who the fuck is Gloria Vanderbilt? Do you know who she is?
I recognize the name, but no.
So she's listed as American artist and writer. I don't know who the fuck she is. I guess she just passed. No, she didn't pass recently. It was an article from 19. I just searched her name, but yeah, I had no idea who the fuck she is.
I don't even. Yeah,
is that is that a white thing that people, you know,
probably? Yeah, I don't know. I thought you were gonna say something far more shocking than that.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not familiar with who she is at all. Maybe I'm not cultured enough for that. But yeah. Anyways, you got anything else to add?
No, nah, man, that's all
fuck.
I got.
I think I did, though. Fuck, before we close out. Fuck. This is the moment where I need to note shit down because, fuck it. I don't know. I had something that came to my head, and then I just, totally blanked out. Trying to read about Gloria Vanderbilt shit.
I got this Lakers-Clippers game on, and there are so many celebrities at this game.
It's amazing that the one I think is amazing that for the Lakers Clippers playing in the same building. Who's the home team tonight?
I don't know. I haven't been paying close enough attention. I gotta wait until they show the floor again. Clippers are.
I think it's just amazing they've made it cost effective to have two teams in the same building, meaning they have to change all the decor, the flooring, all of that shit. For like you figure they have to change locker rooms for home and away and shit, like nothing stays in there and shit. I would imagine, you know, Pistons play at Little Caesars Arena, and well, shit, their shit changed because of the Red Wings, but like they don't take the shit out or some shit. Like I don't know how that shit works. I might turn on something before I go to bed, but yeah,
it's only it's early in the third, approaching midway through the third quarter, so it's kind of a lot of game left. 9-point game. 11-point game. And yeah, there's a lot of celebrities at this game. I casually saw just like Anthony Anderson just sitting like I think behind the scorer's table. Jay-Z is somewhere courtside looking equally as ridiculous as Cam Newton was looking when he got beat up. he's wearing some sort of black knit hat, but over all of his hair, so like the hat is like up high as fuck. he looks ridiculous.
I wonder what gets you to the point of like, I don't give a fuck when it comes to like, I guess it's just hair.
Yeah.
I just wonder what prompted that with Jay-Z to be like, he was the even Steven forever. And then he was just like, I'm just going to have, I don't know if you want to call it I guess it's locks, but it's kind of like, three of them or some shit like I don't know how that works, you know. Whatever.
I don't know, man. I don't I I want to say far be it for me to shade somebody just that's just doing, you know, whatever with their hair or like that. But like, it looks bad. Like, I don't know. It's not a good look. Like, he doesn't look good. I don't know why he's doing that. It's not a good look for him.
I guess it's, I don't know. I made to a point in my life where I could do what I want, and this is what I choose. Like,
I guess, but man, it's like, okay, I could have a non-traditional hairstyle, but it's like, I don't know, like, you could at least, like, I don't know. I just feel like, don't you realize that you look bad, though? Like, it's one thing to, like, just not be like, yeah, I don't really care. I don't have to look good. But, like, it's not that it doesn't look good. It looks bad. Like, he looks bad. Like, I don't know. Just do something with it, man. Like, I don't know, man. Just do something with it. Like, man, that should be looking foul, dog. Like, it smell bad. Like, he always looked dusty. Like, man, just... Oh no, man.
Yeah, same here.
Poor Hove. Well, not poor Hove.
poor Beale.
Poor rich, wealthy Hove.
All right, man. We ain't got nothing else, man. We'll fucking close out.
Yep, we can wrap it up.
All right, we'll see y'all next week.
Yep.
Peace.
Peace.